degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. A group of doctors is challenging a Tennessee state law that requires children to prove legal status before accessing life-saving care. As part of an immigration package crafted in coordination with the White House and Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, the legislature approved a change requiring the health department to share immigration information with the state's division that works with ICE. The lawsuit, filed today, argues that children could face irreparable harm or even death if their families choose not to enroll them in the program over fears of deportation. Pediatrician Jill Obrimsky says the damage done at a young age is hard to come back from.
You know, we also talk about, you know, death is the ultimate suffering. But there's nothing like watching a child suffer from unretractable seizures or just can't live their life with significant intervention.
One mother immigrated to the U.S. from Honduras to get help treating her daughter's cerebral palsy. Brenda, who is only going by her first name because she fears deportation, says the program has saved her daughter's life. She also says that the lives and the health of children are not a game.
La verdad, con la vida y la salud de nuestros hijos, no se debe jugar.
Oklahoma passed a similar law to Tennessee's, also as part of the White House immigration package, but so far the state has not enforced it the same way Tennessee has. The city of Gallatin's bond rating has improved. It's now just one step below the highest possible score, according to Moody's. The rating works like a credit score for governments and allows them to borrow money at lower interest rates. That money can be spent on major infrastructure like roads and parks. Moody's cites the city's growing tax base, expanding development, and healthy reserves for its new rating. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN.